Good morning, good day, good afternoon. It's Wednesday, January the 27th, 2021. And this is the second in a series of discovered, rediscovered, remastered, recombined, and redistributed lectures, ancient, well, not ancient, but the prison-style lectures of Charles Manson. Yes, indeed, Charles Manson, during his time in the prisons, would give lectures. Some of them were 15 minutes. Some of them were 20 or an hour. Some of them, there were questions. Sometimes he merely spoke to himself, to the shadows, as his friend Trimbo would take down notes of his ancient ideas. But whatever you conceive in terms of a lecture given by Charles Manson, note this. This is the second in the series. We found these on toilet paper. In a kind of green, mucus, brown ink. What can you imagine comes out of the pores, the orifices, the holes inside a prison? Are you the queen of cell block 3? Are you the rook or the pawn? Fuck. These various writings were discovered by Dr. Ruth Hubrington and Ken Hayes of the original Optical Analytical Association of the Inner City of Ballard. These lectures are based on the notes that were left on toilet paper and bits and pieces of newspaper and brown paper bag paper. These notes are based upon symbols that were etched in walls. These notes are based upon signals that were received by the ancient oracles at Delphi from Charlie. Charlie Manson. This is Manson lecture number 2. This was given on October the 31st, Halloween, 1997, by Charles Manson. And we'll attempt to reproduce the audiobook form of this right now in the spirit of Charlie, since he's no longer with us. Lecture 2, Mindfulness. Your center. A person's center can be found anywhere. A person's center can be found anywhere in the air, in the spice, in the worlds and realms that exist between the undercover cops and those different kinds of women you'd meet at that bar named Joe's. A person's center can be found anywhere. I knew a guy once whose center was in a box of shredded wheat. He'd stare at that box and talk about his center and how much he hated hookers. Yes, he hated hookers. Your center is your bond with the all. Everything in the all is balanced and good and harmonic, man. Your love is bonded to toilet cover travelers, leaving no trace of their dissension and their unwillingness to love man. don't obviate the need for a center. But change your batteries, buddy. Recharge your soul. You can connect with your center by going out at night in the darkness of night. You can go out in the darkness of night with nothing but a forlorn hope and an old revolver and a body filled with alcohol. And your center can get recharged. Find the quasi space. Find the quasi space where the Skringle rats live and crawl through the walls of your tenement looking for some unwatched baby to devour. Do you hear it scream? Couple yourself with a Mondo whore. Couple yourself with a Mondo whore, one found slinking in the streets of jovial collapse. Take her to the dirty hotel off of 4th and tie her to the bed. Take her to the dirty hotel off of 4th and tie her to the bed. Give her gold for her moans and grisly grease to suckle on. This is another way to find your center. Most people who think about mindfulness are filled with a primal rage. A rage that is naturally directed at the people that live in nice houses and have families. The wisest thing we can do when traversing the lands of mindfulness is to find some gulag mindfulness douche and knock him out and toss him in the trunk and see what happens. Brain talk. Brain talk. Brain talk. Your brain contains memories. This is amazing. Your brain contains blood vessels and fats and cells and all kinds of squishy shit. I've seen brains. Brains pasting the walls like some Soho art shop where the freakers tweak out and stab their mamas for not making chili. No chili, they shout. No chili, they shout, and the night is a rumpus beast covered in flames and nasty little secrets. Your brain will tell you not to set yourself on fire. You must overcome this. Your brain will tell you to stop beating that man to death with a lead pipe. This is negative plateau reasoning and has to be blocked using new style racialism. Your brain is really a racism engine, did you know that? Your brain is really a racism engine, did you know that? Your brain wants to spur on some race war, trigger an uprising of whitey to wage war with people of color or African Americans or whatever. Your brain is designed to generate and respond to racism. So what? Well, you can use X-level meditative reactions. X-level meditative reactions. There are 8 Thrunket levels that exist in your spleen for directive meditative transcendental racism. That's right, there are 8 Thrunket levels that exist in your spleen for directed meditative transcendental reasoning racism. First level is Tugas, a ringet assemblage of fears and concerns. The next Thrunket level is Frag Sweat, debris of a soul cut loose from the grip of Horgig night trawlers. The third level is Kleptotunic Burials, the completion of a revenge task. The fourth level. The fourth level. Level 4 is Chains, what you use to beat monks you meet along the road. Level 5 is Pipeland, where you buy pipe to beat monks with, especially if they're Buddhist monks and all haughty about their wisdom. The sixth level is Victory Lap, the Zen moment of showing your victim their still beating heart. The seventh level is J-Sect, Gringa's clan warriors of territory Yug. The eighth level, the final level, the final Thrunket, Ordis, the first leader of the Tragland Fuhrer Drogs. You have to meet Ordis, and you have to pay him $20. Fucking Ordis. You can't just attain a level without accepting and rejecting and then accepting total racist awareness. I know this sounds bad, but it's the only way to transcend racism. And racism is what prevents you from being mindful. Remember, your brain is a racism engine. You have to reject that. Merge spirit oil. Merge spirit oil, or MSO for short. MSO is the key to next step mindfulness. This is the stuff you get from Harry Django, who works out of the Pizza Hut near Boblimpdock Ave. That place where those nuns were shot last week. You read about it or heard about it. Harry Django. MSO makes the brain case shiver. MSO makes the brain case shiver, and you can grab your Colt 45 malt liquor and a 12-gauge sawed-off shotgun and go stalking for the Templars. You take 3 sticks of dynamite to Porter's Welcome Center and end up the term of enlightenment with ice-cold nougat and wolf livers and hunters of blood. The thing that bothers people with mindfulness is all the haughty bullshit.
Look how mindful I am. Why can't you be more mindful? You guys are a bunch of glumbo dicks.
And this pisses people off, especially old fucking Charlie. And I remember their address. They're so mindful. I remember where they live. I remember. It makes you want to hunt down that Grisbo and find where he lives and set fire to his home. But you don't do this. And why? Why? Why don't you hunt down that mindfulness fuck? Because seeing is believing. Merge spirit oil is a connective juice harvested from old dead things that are long ago forgotten. Merge spirit oil, or MSO, is derived from beetle hearts and whale lungs and mushrooms that grow on the fetid imagination of a university sophomore. MSO can shake the world and break through your limits, but you have to be mindful of this. You can't be full of shit. If you are full of shit, you will be murdered and dumped someplace. So be mindful. Yeah. Tell it to the shrink. I tell it to the shrink. The shrink says, Charlie. And I say, yes, God. Tell it to the shrink. There's an old diner near Schlimby's in Chesterton. Gromac flow guards would huddle there, tabulating the losses beyond their own buzzed out minds. They had crystal and PCP and crack cocaine and whatever blues or reds or meanies you could shove down the gumptus pipe on the way to heaven. Tessa? Tessa Fessa? Tessa, the ER nurse? She had a selection. Blues and reds and greens and browns and blacks and purples and reds and yellows and grays. That was Tessa. Reds and purples and greens and blues and yellows and rainbows and special pills that came in the size of a girdle and you swallowed out your soul. That was Tessa. That was her. Yeah. Tessa. And she'd suck your cock for $45. And she'd let you come in her for $100. That was Tessa. She told me once about Big Ed Sheridan, the guy that owned that gun and whiskey store near Tibble's Delicatessen in Trogle. He would spend time communing with yonder beasts in the forest on the outskirts of town. He had arms filled with mucus sacs and a brain splitting open from too much vodka. Good old Ed. There's no telling what demons will pierce your soul wall. Just be careful, like good old Ed. You can't forbid the dark weasel. It will burrow its way into your private gardens of distress. You can't hide from those morbid denizens, the strivers, the hurricane jongo freaks, the naughty girls of Boston. All need submarines to view their lately christened membrane. So take charge and blow through. Any questions? Yes, Kilo. Professor Manson? Yes, Kilo. How do you bring the mind into balance with the problems of space now essence? Kilo, I'm really glad you asked that. Kilo, tell us once again how you got your nickname. I don't want to talk about it, Charlie. Tell us, Kilo, how you got your fucking nickname. I don't want to talk about it, Charlie. Okay. You have to separate the problem creator from the food digestion. And this means severing the head clean off. Like you did with that chainsaw, Kilo. Just because that guy owed you a kilo of yayo. That's cocaine. That's Colombian high grade. That's pharmaceutical ready, baby. You get to cut it five times and make a bundle. Get your baby laxative. Right, Kilo? Thank you.